Welcome back, everybody, to the Space Cowboy Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Calvin, the Space Cowboy host with the hottest mic this side of the Milky Way. And today we're going to be talking about something that is very big in the news right now, movie related, of course, and that is 2019's Joker. And I am joined today with a special guest, Cooper.
Hello.
And funny enough, Cooper and I both saw Joker opening night, and it was quite the experience.
Loved it, man.
Yeah, I don't think either of us were expecting what we got. And yeah, Cooper, would you like to start off the conversation? What did you think overall of the film? Oh, by the way, this is a spoiler episode. There will be spoilers.
The movie, I thought, was just like the way they used the music, the cinematography, the acting was just phenomenal. Yeah.
All right. Now, I completely agree. I think that the cinematography was absolutely amazing. What I really liked was the costume design. I thought the costume design really made it to where you got that like real like heavy like late 70s, early 80s vibe, like New York.
Same with
the set design, like the subway scene on the subway is like all graffiti and shit, like it used to be in the 80s in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Joaquin was absolutely amazing. I mean, Joaquin Phoenix just blew this out of the water. And everyone was iffy because of previous Joker being in Suicide Squad, played by Jared Leto.
That was not a good movie. Suicide Squad was just not a good movie. I didn't like it.
I've only seen the extended version. Here, go ahead.
Sorry. I mean, I'm not saying that Jared Leto is a bad actor. I think he tried his best with what he was given, and, you know, he tried his best, but it just wasn't a good portrayal of the Joker, I think.
And I was literally going to say the exact same thing. I think Jared Leto did a great job. He acted his little heart out, but it just wasn't good. I mean, they made Joker a fucking thug. Like, I get, the one thing I, like, understood that made sense was he had a grill because Batman fucking knocked his teeth in. Like, that made sense. But, like, the tattoos everywhere, that was stupid. That was beyond stupid.
I think the one tattoo that really got on my nerves was just the big one on his forehead that said damage. Like, hey, it's just so stupid.
Dude, he's edgy.
Like, he is edgy. I'll give him that.
Yeah, no, Suicide Squad was not a good movie. The actors did fine. It's just it was a shit script. Like, it was actually awful. Yeah. And I've only seen the extended version, so I've heard it's a bit better than the theatrical release. But everyone I've heard that said, or everyone I've talked to that said they saw it in theater said it was fucking awful. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, just one last thing about the Suicide Squad. Gotta say, my favorite supervillain had to be the man that could climb anything. He was a pristine, well-written, loved everything about him.
Wait, hang on. Did I miss something in that movie?
There was a dude, I think his name was the man who could climb anything. And he could climb. That was it. He just had climbing tools on him. And he died, like, first 10 minutes of the movie.
Oh, are you talking about Slipknot?
Is that what his name was?
I think his name was Slipknot. Now, don't quote us, ladies and gentlemen, because we could be completely wrong. I don't want to get fucking dicked in the comments about being wrong about this character's name. So, back to Joker. Yeah, I thought it was absolutely amazing. I wasn't expecting what it turned out to be, because I knew it was an origin, a quote-unquote Joker origin story, but I thought it was going to be more along the lines of having absolutely nothing to do with Bruce Wayne and all that. Which,
oh, yeah, I kind of figured that too.
Yeah, but as we know, like halfway through the film, you find out that the Thomas Wayne, Bruce's dad, who... Let me just say that the Wayne parents are never talked about in like comics or movies. They're always just the Wayne, the two rich cats who got shot in the alley in front of their kid.
Yeah.
But it
That
was
happened to be related to Bruce Wayne.
exactly. And I thought it was really cool because there's no way they could have gotten that rich without doing something bad. Because let's be, I
Yeah,
honestly,
that
exactly,
makes
right?
a lot of sense.
I don't think Thomas Wayne's a good guy.
Oh,
I think he's a total
he's not.
asshole.
Yeah, I mean, he is in this movie at least.
Yeah, exactly. And but one of the scenes relating to Bruce that really made me uncomfortable was when Arthur Fleck, the Joker, who Joaquin plays, walks up to the gates of Wayne Manor and starts talking with Bruce,
Oh,
but
yeah.
just to push it a little over the line, like he puts his hands through the gate and like grabs Bruce's face and just starts like massaging it. It was very uncomfortable.
A lot of scenes in that movie made me very uncomfortable. But yeah, that scene, like, specifically, always I was like, ooh, uh-oh.
And then
It's a little weird.
Alfred runs out, and I would have had the same reaction Alfred had. He's like, "Dude, what the fuck? Go away."
I mean, yeah, honestly, there's some. I mean, if you saw like, your not your kid, but the kid you're supposed to watch,
Yeah.
he's just getting like touched by some random guy. You're like, oh shit, I gotta call the police or beat this man.
Exactly. And I did like how they included Alfred. Like he was literally in it for one shot, like one scene, but I did like Alfred.
Yeah, that was very nice.
But yeah, and I thought Joaquin did a great job of portraying someone who has an illness, 'cause it's not a guy's descent into madness. I mean, he's already like clearly not all there mentally. Besides the fact that he has that laughing disorder, he's not all there. I mean, let's just talk about the scene where he's dancing in his living room with the gun.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that scene. Dude, that scene was amazing. Very well, very nice.
He's it's really weird. Oh, well, I know that Joaquin worked very hard to like lose a shit ton of weight for this role.
That took
And
like a really mental toll on him too.
yeah, I mean, dude, losing that much weight, like, and for a role, like, actors are known to have done that, but it's like crazy. It's bad for their bodies, of course. And in that living room dancing scene, he's shirtless, and you literally see like the skin go like under his ribs.
Oh.
He's so thin. And
Yeah.
he just says some
He's just
weird
skinny
shit.
though.
He says some weird shit. He's like as if some girl comes up to him at a club and talks to him. And I like he goes, "Oh, you're pretty good at dancing." And he responds with, "Yeah, I know." And it's very fucking weird.
I forgot about that like whole scene, the conversation he had with himself, like when I was at the club. The
Yeah.
same thing when he was doing the conversation with Murray, in
Murray.
his house.
Oh, yes. Now that the conversation with Murray in his house, that shit jumps from 0 to 100. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're jumping all over the movie. I mean, these scenes are not in order.
My bad.
It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It's totally cool. But yeah, no, Murray got fucked.
Definitely. And like the scene before that, when he was sitting in his home just on his couch, and he's like, "You want to hear a joke, Murray? Knock, knock." And then he just kept repeating the same thing of him pulling the
Oh,
gun out of himself.
I know what you're talking about. I'm so sorry. I
Yeah,
was I was thinking
it's
about
all good.
I was thinking about the big dude.
Yeah.
That's who I was thinking of. But
Oh,
no, yeah. Well,
yeah.
when he's like talking to Murray when he's at home. And
Yeah, like
he
he's just prepping for the interview. He's got this little make-believe interview in his head.
Yeah, and I thought it was great how they made everyone think that he was gonna fucking kill himself on TV.
And then, like, when you finally get to that point, you're like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, I mean, oh man, that was, I thought the movie was fucking awesome and like they don't need to change anything, but like how different would it be if he actually did like kill himself on TV, but like he turned into a martyr for like all those people who were protesting as the clowns.
Oh,
Like that,
definitely.
yeah, that definitely could have happened. But there's actually a meme going around right now of the talk show scene where Joker, at that point Arthur is Joker now, Joker shoots Murray, who's played by Robert De Niro. And in the meme, that happens, and then the bass boost comes on that says vibe check.
Vibe check. Dude, you know what? Murray did get vibe checked, not gonna lie.
Yeah, you got a point. Murray did get pretty vibe checked. Oh my God, it's so stupid. Why?
So dumb.
Why is that a thing?
Whole vibe check thing? I have no idea.
Oh my God.
It's funny though.
Yeah, it is. Oh my God. Oh God. Okay. So yeah, I thought Robert De Niro, like, I wouldn't expect so, like a A-list actor like him to be in like a DC a technically DC movie. Like Robert De Niro's in like big things, you know. He was in The Godfather Part Two. He's in Goodfellas. He's in Casino. He's in like Scorsese gangster epics. He's in Once Upon a Time in America. But then he does Joker, and I thought he was great.
All the actors did like a really great job.
They did. Can we talk about how that chick wasn't fucking there?
That really fucked with me. It's like the whole movie, it just seems like she was there. They had a really good friendship, and they ended up dating everything, right?
Exactly.
And then yeah, that's all good. And then like towards the end of the movie, when he shows up in her house. It's revealed that she wasn't there the whole time. You're just like, oh shit,
So,
Arthur's really insane.
talking about that, I know a little while ago, or a few days ago, it was revealed because after. So, Arthur walks into this woman they had been quote unquote dating the entire movie. And Arthur, and the scene opens up with her putting her kid to bed. She's a single mom. She walks into her living room and Arthur's sitting on her couch. It's like staring into the void. And she's like, "What are you doing here?" And she's like, "Your name's Arthur, right?" So that's a clear indication like something's up. Now he ends up leaving. Like you don't say anything. She's like begs him. She's like,
Yeah, no, but
yeah.
before he leaves, like he turns around and puts his like he makes the finger gun thing and puts it to his
Yeah,
head.
pretends to blow his brains out.
Turns around to her. Yeah.
And like, and she tells
Because that's
him,
literally how.
that's how they met, yeah. And she tells him, "Please, my daughter's sleeping in another room. Please leave." Like she's scared of this guy, because this guy's fucking scary. He's nuts. Excuse me. And then it just cuts to him like walking down the hallway back to his apartment, and then like a scene later, he's just standing in his apartment. And you see like sirens outside, so everyone thought he killed her and the daughter,
Thought he killed the daughter.
but Lawrence Sher, the cinematographer of Joker, revealed that no, those sirens were completely unrelated, and he did not kill the woman and her daughter.
Thank God.
Yeah, that would have been wild. I am
Oh,
glad.
yeah.
It was, yeah,
Yeah,
it was
that
definitely
would have. I think
something.
that would have pushed the. Yeah, I think that would have pushed the movie like a little bit over the edge, more than it already is.
No, yeah, most definitely. And then I thought it was odd. Like, they made it seem like he had a really, like, nasty, weird relationship with his mom, but he really didn't. He was, like, genuinely concerned for her because she was, like, old. And she kept talking about Thomas Wayne and all this stuff. And
And
he'd be
she was
like,
crazy,
she was
but he
nuts.
didn't know it, so.
Well, so later on in the movie, when we find out that all that stuff that happened, how he's adopted, not only is he adopted, but her boyfriend used to beat the shit out of him. And
Oh,
he would
yeah.
laugh because he had the disorder. And his mom was like, "Oh, you know, he's always so happy." And now that threw me for a loop. I wasn't ready for that.
Me neither.
Because, like, I.
Didn't they say like they found him chained to a radiator or something?
Yeah, they found him chained to a
Like just like
radiator.
half starved.
Yeah. When, because his mom got locked up in Arkham Asylum, which is now where he resides. And. Oh, what was it called? I was going somewhere with this. Good God, I hate when this happens. I hate when you're going somewhere or something and you're
Oh, me
like,
too, man.
and I lost it. It's the worst in class.
Don't worry about it.
Like you finally think you have some wise shit to say, and then like half like at the beginning of your sentence you're like, I lost it. Your teacher's like, you're stupid. Oh
Yeah,
well.
that happens all the time.
Oh. So at the end of the movie, right? So he's in Arkham State he Arkham State Hospital, Arkham Asylum. And he's talking to this new therapist. And he thinks of a joke. And, you know, she's like, what's so funny? He's like, you wouldn't get it. Now, I am more than positive. Cooper, were you ever really into the Batman comics at all?
I mean, I never really read the comics, but sometimes when I'm bored, I'll look them up,
Okay.
and I'll just skim them. I wasn't really like invested in them.
Okay. So there's a comic, very, very famous comic called The Killing Joke. And in this comic, it's very dark. It's written by Alan Moore, famous comic writer. He wrote Watchmen, From Hell, The Ultimate Swamp Thing, and then he did a bunch of other stuff. But in The Killing Joke, long story short, the Joker shoots Barbara Gordon, who is Commissioner Gordon's daughter, okay? He shoots her in the spine, disabling her, okay?
Oh, yeah, I
And
remember this part
then
now.
he proceeds to sexually assault her. Then she gets taken to the hospital and everything. But then he kidnaps Commissioner Gordon, takes him to this old amusement park, and puts him through this tunnel of love ride, where there's pictures of his, you know, daughter like bleeding out and shit. And like Commissioner
Nice.
Gordon's all scared, and Batman swoops in, saves Gordon and everything, and he gives him to the PD, and he goes after Joker. At the end of Killing Joke, he tells the Killing Joke, like the one joke that made Batman laugh. So the last few panels are Joker like saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, you know, it's just so funny," and he's like laughing, and then Batman starts laughing. Then like the last like three or four panels are just shots of like the ground, rain hitting the ground, and like laughing. And then eventually it just stops. So people think
God.
that Batman like fucking snapped Joker's neck. So I want to say that the joke he's thinking about at the end of Joker is the Killing Joke. Because
That could make
the
sense.
only person who understand it was Batman.
Be back then.
Even though Batman's not around yet, but it's I want to say it's like the one bad day one. I don't remember what joke it is. But I like to think that it's alluding to the Killing Joke.
Yeah, that's a good
Right?
theory. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I don't do fan theories or anything, but that's one I can get behind for sure. All right. So, oh, and I also thought that was pretty cool how at the end, like you don't even need to, before he even walked out of there, it was just a shot of the hallway. You knew he killed that woman. He knew you killed
Well,
he
yeah,
you
because
knew
like,
he killed the therapist. And then he walks out and you don't even see her body or anything, you just see him walking out with bloody footprints. And you're like, all right, I understand what happened. Good to go. All right, now Cooper, what is your favorite Joker scene?
My favorite Joker scene. I think like the iconic scene, like where he's in the real interview with Murray.
Okay, the
The whole
quote
scene is
unquote
just
vibe
super
check.
suspenseful. Yeah, the vibe check scene. Because that whole scene is just like so suspenseful because earlier there was a scene where he's kept doing the hey, knock knock, and then pulling the gun on himself. So that whole time you're like super suspenseful, like, oh shit, when is he gonna do it? It's just super uncomfortable.
Oh no, most definitely, and you knew something was coming, but you didn't know what he was gonna do. And oh God, I'd have to say my favorite scene is probably oh my favorite scene is when the cops are chasing him through the subway, and he grabs the dude, and the cop shoots the protester, right? And
Oh, yeah.
but you know, Joker caused it. And and he sees these cops get tackled to the ground, and one of the cops looks up, and Joker looks at him smiling and like falls into the crowd, like it disappears. I thought like that shot of him like knowing what he did and smiling about it and falling in with the crowd was really cool.
Yeah.
That was definitely my favorite scene.
Yeah.
Now,
I liked it was the ending scene.
Yeah, now there was also some controversy about that song he danced to on the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading about it. I guess the song is written by a man who was charged with, what was it called?
Something about children, right?
Yeah, something about, like, sexually, he was a pedophile. And the guy who sang that song, and people were like, oh, you know, that's a little not cool to play that song. And so, you know, Warner Bros. Kind of debacled with it, and they're keeping the song in the movie. But it's, and because, I guess the song's played at a lot of hockey games, too, like NHL games, so...
Yeah. They also played it in The Office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I forgot what episode it was. There's so much about The Office. I don't remember any of it. But there was one specific episode where, like, it's just kind of in the background and they're all dancing to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was some controversy. I just wanted to bring that up because it's pertaining to the movie. But those stairs that he danced on are now, like, a freaking landmark in New York. Like, people...
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, there's like tons of pictures or videos of people dressing up exactly like him and dancing, doing the dance on the stairs. I saw a video the other day of these dudes in an apartment above the stairs throwing eggs at people doing the dance. But I, being the absolute freaking stupid head that I am, paid money to go see it again. But I don't regret it. Now, here's why. let me get comfortable real fast. The Joker, historically, the character is a very... He's a liar. He manipulates and lies. And so, watching the movie the second time, you have to question everything he does. Because he's the narrator. He's telling the story.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about
that. So, let's be real. What actually happened and what didn't? What if none of that shit happened? He's really been in Arkham Asylum this entire fucking time. He never left after that first day that's mentioned at the beginning of the movie.
Holy shit. I mean...
Like,
I think that's a little bit of a frustration because... It's like, everybody... The woman... I mean, it's very clear that a lot of the people... Or at least to me, that a lot of the people in that asylum... know about what the Joker's done.
I do think everything in that movie happened besides, you know, the dating thing, but that was just something like an example. You know, you have to take everything that happens with a grain of salt because you don't know what really happened and what didn't happen. And just watching it the second time was you just notice things. Now, something that I would have thought was really cool if they made it like to even further what they should have done to further the fact that he's like, you know, very unreliable as a narrator is like, what if, remember at the beginning of the movie, the sign little incident with the sign and the kids like break it over his head. Okay. So I think it would have been pretty cool if like, you know, cause the kids break it over his head and his boss gets mad at him and he's like, it was stolen from me. And his boss goes, yeah, right. Like, what would kids want with a freaking sign? And he ends up taking it out of Arthur's paycheck. Now, how cool would it have been if, like, just it's like a random shot in the movie, he's doing stuff in his apartment, and you see the sign, like, leaning up against the wall?
That would be really cool.
It would have been really sweet. But, you know, I mean, they know better than we do. They make the movie. But let me just a quick story. Second time I went to see it, I went with I saw it with Jack, right? And there was a woman sitting directly behind us, who would laugh very obnoxiously loud at very inappropriate times. It was frightening. Specifically, like the scene. Well, Cooper, what was the big guy's name who gave Arthur the gun?
Oh shit, I don't remember what his name was.
Okay, well, the scene where him and the little dude go to Arthur's apartment, and Arthur takes a pair of scissors and stabs this dude in the neck and proceeds to beat his head into a wall, killing him.
Well, that scene was hard to watch,
That was
dude.
hard to watch. And this woman
That whole
behind.
scene was so hard to watch.
Exactly, and this woman behind us is laughing hysterically.
Oh my God.
And it was very uncomfortable. I was so uncomfortable. It was not fun. But
Like,
yeah.
yeah, one other thing about that scene. Like when he was all done, he sat next to the corpse.
Oh my
Like he
God.
looked to the little guy and he's like, "I'm not gonna hurt you. Just get out of here." And that whole scene was just really tense, you
It
know?
really was, because you're like, oh my
It
God, this
was so
motherfucker's
sad
crazy.
because he couldn't reach the log. Yeah.
Oh my God, but he let him out. Yeah, he didn't die. Yeah,
That though. He let him go.
I'm happy he didn't die. Oh my God, what was it? Yeah, no. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it and you just let us spoil the entire movie for you, go see it, and then if you can, see it a second time. It is definitely worth a second watch. And the main theme for the movie is so good. Like, what a great piece of music. And I know Cooper here is very much a fan of the main theme.
Main theme. I love the main theme.
It's so good. Oh my God.
Like beautifully written. It's just like,
Honestly.
oh shit, this fight, it bops, dude.
It is very, very good. And I was very, very pleased with the film. I think Joaquin's performance is definitely Oscar worthy.
Yeah, me too. And another thing about the music, that made him, Hildur Guttenberg. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I'm so sorry, but anyway, I heard that she made the music before seeing the movie or knowing what she needed it for.
Oh, really?
So she just made music, yeah, like before everything. So
All right.
I think like maybe to kind of film the movie like that works well with the music instead of having the music work well with the movie.
I completely agree. That's awesome. No, yeah, I completely agree. That works. I totally understand that. So yeah, that about wraps up our review of Joker. You want to say anything else, Cooper, on a closing statement about that?
All I gotta say is what Calvin said earlier. You should really watch the movie like at least twice because it really broadens. Like, oh shit, man, it's a good movie.
It was great, and I'm
That's about
so
all I have to
glad.
say.
I am so glad. Well, that about wraps up that. Do you want to go over some quick movie news from this past week?
I think I'm good.
All right, well, I'm gonna throw it out there. Joker is the number one. It's the number one earning rated R movie of all time. It has taken the number one spot, and I don't know what's in second place, but something is.
I think
And
it's Deadpool.
oh, is
Either
it?
Deadpool
No,
1
yeah,
or
it is.
Deadpool 2.
It is. I think it's Deadpool
Yeah.
1. Now, and before I wrap up the episode, I just want to talk about real fast. So, this is a piece of movie news that we're going to talk about super fast. Okay, it's Suicide Squad related. So, remember
Okay.
when a few months back when James Gunn got fired from Marvel?
Yes.
For those tweets he made.
Yeah.
Okay, so while he was gone, DC snatched his ass up, and he was writing the next Suicide Squad movie called The Suicide Squad instead of Suicide Squad.
That's That sounds so stupid.
Well, James Gunn wrote, he did all the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, so I trust him with
Oh yeah,
this.
that's right.
I do trust him. And but here's the cool thing. So then Marvel brought him back. Like they rehired him for Suicide Squad and everything. So he's but he's a cool guy. So he's like, I'm not starting Suicide Squad until I'm done with my previous commitment, which is or I'm not starting Guardians 3 until I'm done with my previous commitment, which is Suicide Squad. Nobody knows if Jared Leto's coming back.
I honestly don't think he is. I mean, again, he did well with what he was given, but
Yeah.
I feel like compared to Joaquin Phoenix, he's nothing.
Yeah, and I don't think they're definitely not gonna have Joaquin in it. Like, I don't even think they need to have the Joker, in all honesty. And I know Jared Leto has said that he's very upset with how good Joaquin was. Like, he's
I mean, I'd
pretty.
be jealous too. He's did a great job.
Yeah, honestly, like, I completely agree. Like, damn, that kind of sucks. Oh my God. But yeah, okay, cool. That about wraps up this episode of the Space Cowboy Movie Discussion Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize for the super duper long break in between last episode and this episode. I will really try hard to keep them up to date, but being a college student and everything, I literally have no time for anything. And yeah, that about does it. So from the fastest mic this side of the Milky Way, I'm sorry, hottest mic this side of the Milky Way, I bid all of you a good night, and I will see you guys in the next episode.